August 12th through 18th, Romans chapters 7 through 16. Overcome evil with good. Read Romans 7 through 16 and record impressions you receive about how to help members of your class learn from the scriptures. At first, your impressions may seem like simple ideas, but as you ponder them, they can become meaningful learning activities. Invite sharing. Class members should feel free to share anything that inspired them in their personal or family study. But sometimes it helps to ask for thoughts about something specific. For example, you could read Romans 10, verse 17, and chapter 15, verse 4, and ask them to share scriptures that build their faith or give them hope.
Teach the doctrine. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 18. Through Jesus Christ, we can inherit all that Heavenly Father has. As Latter-day Saints, we believe that phrases such as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ means that with Jesus Christ's help, we can become like Heavenly Father and receive all He has. See Romans 8:17. See also Doctrine and Covenants 132:19-20. To help class members see how this doctrine is taught throughout the Scriptures, you could invite half of the class to study some of the Bible verses listed in additional resources, and the other half to study verses from Latter-day Saint Scripture, also in additional resources. Then class members could teach each other what they learned. Give them time to discuss why this doctrine is so important. For example, what difference does it make in our lives to know that we can become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ? See Romans 8:17. Remembering that eternal blessings await the faithful can help us when we face temptation or trials. See Romans 8:18. A simple way to illustrate this principle could be to draw a balance or scale on the board. Ask class members to list on one side some trials people may face. Then they could search some of the scriptures in additional resources and list on the other side of the scale descriptions of eternal blessings that come to those who face their trials faithfully. How do the trials compare with the promised blessings? What would we say to someone who asked us if it is worth it to be faithful to the Lord's commandments? The analogy given by Elder Dallin H. Oaks in Additional Resources could help class members discuss how we can prepare to become heirs of God. See Romans 8:17. What are some of the laws and principles Elder Oaks refers to? Romans chapter 8, verses 18, 28, and 31 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Discussing Romans 8 together could provide an opportunity to help class members feel the Savior's love. Consider displaying the full-page image in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, or another picture of Jesus Christ while you read Romans chapter 8, verses 18, 28, and 31 through 39 as a class. What thoughts or feelings do class members have after reading these verses? You might invite a few class members to share how they have gained testimonies of the truths they find in these verses. You might also sing a hymn as a class, or ask someone to perform a musical number about the love of God and Jesus Christ, such as God Loved Us So He Sent His Son, or I Stand All Amazed, from hymns numbers 187 and 193. What words or phrases from these songs help class members feel the love of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. All of God's commandments are fulfilled in the commandment to love. To help class members see how all commandments are briefly comprehended in the commandment to love thy neighbor, see Romans 13:9. Invite them to make a list on the board of all the commandments they can think of. Read together Romans 13:8-10 and Matthew 22:36-40, and discuss as a class the relationship between loving God and our neighbor and obeying each of the commandments listed on the board. How does this truth change the way we think about commandments and obedience? Romans chapter 14. We should refrain from judging others' choices and being spiritual stumbling blocks. To give some context to Romans 14, you might point out that some of the Roman saints disputed with each other about different eating habits, holiday observances, and other cultural practices. What similar situations do we face today? Perhaps class members could scan Romans chapter 14 and give a one-sentence summary of Paul's counsel. What advice can we share with each other about how to avoid being judgmental? The statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf and additional resources can help. Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to read 1 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7, you could tell them that it contains Paul's counsel to members living in what was known as one of the ancient world's most immoral and idolatrous cities.
Additional resources, Romans chapters 7 through 16. Receiving all that the Father hath. See Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verse 38. From the Bible, Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 44. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 18 and verse 32. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, and Revelation 21, verse 7. From Latter-day Scripture, 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 26 through 28. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 92 through 95. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 107. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 19 and 20. From General Conference, Elder Dallin H. Oaks related the following parable. Quote, a wealthy father knew that if he were to bestow his wealth upon a child who had not yet developed the needed wisdom and stature, the inheritance would probably be wasted. The father said to his child, all that I have I desire to give you, not only my wealth, but also my position and standing among men. That which I have, I can easily give you. But that which I am, you must obtain for yourself. You will qualify for your inheritance by learning what I have learned and by living as I have lived. I will give you the laws and principles by which I have acquired my wisdom and stature. Follow my example, mastering as I have mastered, and you will become as I am. And all that I have will be yours. End quote. From the Challenge to Become, Ensign November 2000. Heirs of God. Quote, Latter-day Saints see all people as children of God in a full and complete sense. They consider every person divine in origin, nature, and potential. Just as a child can develop the attributes of his or her parents over time, the divine nature that humans inherit can be developed to become like their heavenly fathers. Men and women have the potential to be exalted to a state of godliness. End quote. From Becoming Like God, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Judging Others. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught, quote, this topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following. Stop it. It's that simple. We simply have to stop judging others and replace judgmental thoughts and feelings with a heart full of love for God and His children. God is our Father. We are His children. We are all brothers and sisters. A bumper sticker I recently saw was attached to the back of a car whose driver appeared to be a little rough around the edges. But the words on the sticker taught an insightful lesson. It read, "Don't judge me because I sin differently than you." End quote. From The Merciful Obtain Mercy, Ensign Orleahona, May 2012. Improving Our Teaching. Find resources to support principles. In addition to the teaching ideas in this outline, you could modify activities from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families to use in your class. See also Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 17 and 18.